Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. It is the 16th of July. It is Thursday, 2015. You're in the right place. That is, if you want to make sense out of some of the nonsense that's out there. That's right, if you're listening to television and you're just about ready to say, I don't care anymore. Well, I'm glad you're listening to the Power Hour, because we have a three-hour foray into the truth every day, in which we expose anything and everything. There are no sacred cows. And I think you'll find that with Mark Passio, who's going to join us in the third hour. There are no sacred cows. I'm so pleased to be able to sit in this chair, talk with you, share what I believe, and open up our minds a little bit to things that in the past we were told, this is the way it happened and you will believe it this way. Well, no longer do we accept that, because it got us into a lot of trouble. It got us into believing things that were not true and should have been challenged. I don't care if it's 9/11, Oklahoma City bombing. I don't care what it is. There are things we should have challenged because people lost their lives as a result of it. Waco, 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 and more Waco. We don't want to see it happen again, and we want a citizen response team. I really think we need to have shirts that say citizen response team on the back of them. We're not here to cause trouble. We're here to support those that are in trouble. You know, I'm not against cops. I'm against bad cops. I'm not against government. I'm against bad, corrupt, lying government. I'm not against religion. I'm against those who use it for their own enrichment and agenda. I'm not against the military. I'm against a military who kills innocent people who never did anything to threaten the United States. And so, on the Power Hour, we talk about the issues that are the issues. Many of the issues we can do something about, some we can't. But I like to empower people through the knowledge of what's happening, that they can take charge of their own lives and their families' lives. Now, there, to give you an idea of what's happening in the news, you didn't hear this on television, I can assure you, but Japan now is thinking about passing a law that says their soldiers can fight for the United States. What? Guess what? The people of Japan are not happy. They're demonstrating and saying, you know, we don't fight. We're sure not going to fight for the imperialistic society of America. And high blood pressure alert story. You know, you've heard of spoiler alert. Well, this is high blood pressure alert story. Again, about U.S. military equipment, you're going to be surprised. And then, kudos, Oklahoma. You done something really striking there. And the percentage of disabled military veterans skyrocketing. And why? Why is that? We're going to be talking to Daniel Brigman today. I just love this man for so many reasons. Not only does he bring us the best food, the power prepper food, you know, but he wrote a book called Forever 1776. He walks the walk and talks the talk very well. I really like Daniel Brigman. He'll be joining us. He moved to Missouri, in fact, and I haven't seen him yet. But we will, though. Also, that special interview will be coming up at 8 o'clock with Kent Hovind. You don't want to miss it. First interview out of prison, and he chose the Power Hour. I'm honored. I am truly honored to have this man on our show again today. Out of prison. We'll be back after this 3-minute break with a Power Hour. Stay tuned. This is Joyce Riley. We'll be right back.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC. .com.
So my elementary school-aged child is begging me for a cell phone.
Please, Mom, please. All the kids have them.
But I've seen the research, and it makes sense to me that any mobile device that operates using electromagnetic frequencies that close to me or my child's head needs to be blocked.
Harmful wireless radiation is real. Protect yourself and your loved ones with Block It Pocket. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. BlockItPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
It's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for asking the right questions, for being able to ask questions, because there are so many people who don't know enough to ask the questions because they believe everything they see on television. And I mean, you know people like that. Well, we're just the opposite. We don't believe anything we hear on television or anything maybe we hear at the Power Hour because we want to check it out for ourselves. And I honor that. I really do. Don't believe me. Please don't believe me. Check it out. And if you come to a different conclusion, let me know. We are open. We're available. We want to know the truth. Because I can barely find any issue in which we receive the real story. In all honesty, I can't. I mean, it goes back to World War II, maybe World War I. We haven't really spent much time on World War I, although I think some of you have. I mean, can you believe we are down to Bush and Clinton again? Can you believe that? And I think that's where it's going to end up. I do want to say one thing about Rand Paul. You know, Rand Paul has played it very carefully. Being related to his father, and how his father was labeled a right-wing conspiracy theorist, whatever. He tried to stay away from that. And, you know, by not doing that and trying to stay in line with the Republican Party as much as possible to gain their support, which he's doing a very good job, Donald Trump has really taken the field. I mean, he's number one now in the polls. Donald Trump has risked it. And you know what? He's benefiting from it because people are loving the fact that he tells it like it is. You know, and there's a lot of things I don't agree with him on. I don't like him probably as a person, but then I can't say that. I've never met him. He's never exactly wanted to meet me either. So I guess, you know, I would probably like him as a person if I sat down over lunch with him. I don't like his stand on ISIS, you know, kill them all and let God sort them out. Kind of that's his opinion. But, you know, he's risked going out and telling everybody, this is what I think, like it or not. He's only raised $2 million in the presidential campaign because he's got it all himself. He just announced that he's worth about $9 billion. His income went up $1 billion in 1 year. Now, that's a raise I would like to get. So money is not an issue to him. Do I think he could probably do a good job running the government? Yeah, I do think so. He might tick everybody off doing it, but then maybe that's what needs to happen. And maybe he needs to just, you know, if he could get past attacking the big bankers and do the job that needs to be done where it needs to be done at the financial and banking system, which I don't know if he would do that or not. You know, it's easy to talk about immigration or talk about whatever, you know, and now he's got this drug lord after him from Mexico and he's getting more and more security, he says. I guess if you attract the attention of a drug lord, that's probably not a good thing and probably means you're doing something. Anyway, I think that Rand Paul is probably pretty jealous of what Trump is doing. And maybe he wishes he would have stepped out a little bit more. I don't know. But Rand Paul is in a darned if you do, darned if you don't situation. So I don't know if that's going to be, you know, I can't see him doing that. Okay, I was telling you about a Japanese law that could send soldiers to fight abroad for the first time in 70 years. I'm not believing the story. It came from The Guardian, but Japan's lower house of parliament has approved legislation that could see troops sent to fight abroad for the first time since the Second World War, despite thousands of protesters overnight chanting and holding up placards reading, "No war, no killing." Don't you like the ring of that? No war, no killing. Why don't we all do that? Put a sign in front of our house. No war, no killing. That's the way it should be. A lower house panel approval on Wednesday of the unpopular bills, which would drop a ban on collective self-defense or fighting to defend a friendly country like the United States, sparked this huge demonstration and more are planned. Opponents say the revisions could entangle Japan in a U.S.-led conflict around the globe and violate pacifist Article 9 of the U.S.-drafted post-war constitution. Just what the world needs. Now, I don't understand how this originated, started. I can't even imagine this. We've got NATO, right? That's where soldiers band together. And now the United States is wanting to get Japan on its side? I don't even understand this. Oh, well. A lot that we don't understand. But there's always an agenda. We do know that. Okay, here is your high blood pressure alert story for today. Sputnik News reports that since 2007, 200 parcels of equipment that Yemen purchased using U.S. government-funded military financing grants. I want you to know that. We gave them all this stuff. Our money, our tax dollars. You bellied up to the IRS bar on April 15th to pay this instead of sending your children to a private school or homeschooling them or teaching them an instrument or letting your wife not work two jobs or whatever. This is disgusting. Anyway, the U.S. paid for all this equipment, and it remains unshipped in a warehouse, a private warehouse in Virginia. It was purchased to counter threats such as Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, AQAP, as we all know. The U.S. State Department, the report explained, committed $48 million of $108 million in foreign military financing to counter AQAP. Now, do we really believe there's an AQAP? Probably. Do we believe that they need $108 million? Not really, because it wasn't even used. Anyway, that was to counter AQAP from 2007 to 2014. The military equipment languished in the warehouse for years, according to the report, because the Yemeni government failed to pay the freight charges. Are you kidding me? That's another one of those stories where you just want to say, I don't even want to deal with it. I don't even want to hear about it. Failed to pay the freight charges. So the United States spent not the total $108 million, but $48 million of the $108 million. Oh, who cares? Belly up to that IRS bar, especially if you're doing quarterly donations, volunteering donations. And by the way, next week we are going to have some news on the IRS that is going to absolutely, I think, surprise you. New, bold information. So next Wednesday, we'll be talking about that. This war with Ukraine is getting worse and worse. But we don't know about it because they're not talking about it on TV. You don't even see anything about it. Nothing about Ukraine on any of the news networks. Well, of course, they're so big. They're big time involved with this Chapa guy from Mexico. You know, they're saying that it looks like it was orchestrated from the inside. Yeah. How about being orchestrated by Al-Qaeda? Or just Qaeda by itself? That's what a lot of people are saying, is this is a guy that the U.S. needs because they want to continue the drug trade in the United States. Could you imagine anything so horrible as that kind of convoluted agenda? I don't know. That's just the chatter that's out there. Anyway, U.S. plans to expand its involvement in Ukraine. According to the German media, the U.S. is considering the possibility of participating more actively in Ukrainian affairs. I agree with that 100%. I know they're about to do that, if they have not already done it, including the enhanced military training of Ukrainian armed forces. Now, Der Spiegel says, according to the head of U.S. Army forces in Europe, Ben Hodges, the U.S. military instructors are likely to start implementation of an expanded training program in November. The program is designed to help the Ukrainian army to fight against Donbass militias in the eastern regions of the country. Ah, that's our story, and they're sticking to it, right? Donbass militias. Final decision on the program is still pending. The U.S. proposal has to be assessed by its European partners. I guarantee you it is probably already determined what the direction will be. Israeli special forces assassinated a senior Syrian official. On August 1, 2008, a small team of Israeli commandos entered the waters near Tartus, Syria, shot and killed a Syrian general as he was holding a dinner party at his seaside weekend home. Mohammed Suleiman, top aide of the Syrian president, was shot in the head and neck, and the Israeli military team escaped by sea. While Israel was never spoken about the involvement, secret U.S. intelligence files confirm that Israeli special operations forces assassinated that general while he vacationed at the luxury villa in the Syrian coast. When we come back, I want to talk about Netanyahu's response to the deal with Iran. I think we might have a problem. I think he has a real problem with it. We'll be back after this 4-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned. This is Joyce Riley. We'll be right back.
Have you ever wondered if you could make electric, light, or heat in your home for free? How about a motor that charges batteries at the same time? What if this also restores useless batteries and saves you lots of money? Come to our Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on August 15th and 16th in Fort Lauderdale. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-304-2954. 208-304-2954.
So my elementary school-aged child is begging me for a cell phone.
Please, Mom, please. All the kids have them.
But I've seen the research, and it makes sense to me that any mobile device that operates using electromagnetic frequencies that close to me or my child's head needs to be blocked.
Harmful wireless radiation is real. Protect yourself and your loved ones with Block It Pocket. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. BlockItPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. In a little bit, we're going to talk about a church now who will send you a letter if you do not tithe enough. Now, I'd like to know how they know how much you're supposed to be tithing, but can you imagine that? I'll tell you which church that is. Ooh, makes you love religion, doesn't it? There is another group looking forward to the end of the era of the Iranian deal, that's weapons companies, especially those from Russia and China, they are standing by to upgrade Tehran's aging military equipment. A nuclear deal would lift a debilitating weight on the Iran economy. If Tehran so choose to improve relations with the rest of the world, it would have a dramatic impact on the U.S., too, allowing Americans, if they so choose, to begin the process of moving on from a 36-year-old confrontation with Tehran. But even actors with only a glancing connection to the talks stand to gain. For starters, big global oil companies, which may get contracts to drill for oil in Iran, are strong advocates for any deal. And there are arms dealers. State-owned arms businesses from Russia and China have been waiting in the wings for any opportunity to give Iran's military a much-needed makeover. It's all about weapons, ladies and gentlemen. It's all about money. Now, let's talk about the Iranian deal. The Iranian deal supposedly, according to John Kerry, best thing we could have ever done. He's so happy, like smiling like a Cheshire cat, you know. He just thought he did a great job. But when you look at the Iranian deal and some of the facts that are starting to appear, we have to give them 24 days notice. When I say we, IAEA has to give 21 to 24 days notice before they go in and inspect them. Oh, well, you couldn't do anything in 3 weeks, could you? So why not make spot inspections? Why do you give them 3 weeks notice? You know, there's a lot of people saying this thing just doesn't smell right. A lot of people are very unhappy with it. I don't know enough about it because we haven't been shown enough about it to let us know whether or not it's a good thing or not. My question still is, why does a sovereign country have to bow to the United States when they want to do something? I'm just saying. Well, Netanyahu is very upset. Do you know that after the Iranian deal was reached with the United States and all the other countries thrown in, supposed to be involved in this, Netanyahu released statement after statement after statement of how unhappy he was. I was talking to Jerry Peterman, and he said he thinks the situation is much, much worse. That people are very upset in Israel about what happened. And he's concerned about Netanyahu and what he might do in the future. Well, we have kind of, I don't even know how to put it nicely, but what has been done is, I think Israel has been publicly embarrassed. And I think that they're not going to take it well. And they're living in fear that they just might have some problems as a result of the strength that Iran is gaining, because the United States is going to help fund them also. Well, I think if we understood that the United States helped arrange the nuclear power plant there in the first place, or the nuclear weapons or whatever. You know, we're great on selling the stuff to them and then saying, stepping back and saying, oh my gosh, they've got it. Well, yeah, they've got it. So Netanyahu very upset with the United States. I mean, it hasn't been carried much in the news, but I'll tell you, right after the alleged deal was reached, he was making statement after statement very unhappy and not receiving any response from the United States. Other than, aren't we proud of our president, and aren't we proud of John Kerry? Well, let's move to Greece now. The Greece MPs have now passed an austerity bill. But they're saying it's not really an austerity bill, but it is. And so what happened was the Athens people, the Greek people, responded in the streets yesterday with Molotov cocktails. It was ugly, I'm telling you. It was ugly. They were just throwing repeatedly Molotov cocktails or petro bombs at the police. 5 years into the worst crisis to hit the country in decades, Greek MPs voted by a large majority in the early hours of today to accept the draconian austerity. Now, what's going to happen to the debt? Let's talk about that after this 3-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned. Joyce Riley.
independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. Just to remind you, we're going to be talking to Daniel Brigman in a little while. Really respect that guy. So we'll be talking to Daniel Brigman, and then we'll talk to Mark Passio. But before that, we're going to be talking at 8 o'clock in just a little while to Kent Hovind, just out of prison. So happy. What a wonderful thing to have this man out of prison, to be able to honor him on the Power Hour for standing and then standing. I want to get back to the Greek story. They say that they're accepting these draconian austerity parts of the program. Alexis Tsipras really pushed hard to get this passed. A lot of people not happy with him, and so they are in the streets. I don't know if they are today. We haven't heard, but they were in the streets yesterday. Really, really upset the people are. There were 229 lawmakers that voted in favor of the internationally mandated measures, 64 against, and 6 abstained. So that's how the vote went. Strangely enough, the Greek deputy finance minister quit. Now remember, Garifakis quit, the finance minister quit last week, and now the deputy finance minister has quit. Nadia Valavani resigned ahead of the key vote in the Greek parliament on a third bailout agreed between Tsipras and the country's creditors. She described the deal as Greek agony. She called the debt deal reached Monday as capitulation by the government that'll hit the Greek people. This capitulation is so overwhelming that will not allow a regrouping of forces. With your signature there, it will be a deterioration in the status of an already suffering population. And this will be a tombstone around the necks for many years with little potential redemption. And that's exactly what is going to happen. Now, will they pay off the debt? Absolutely not. There's no way Greece can pay off the debt. And why they keep playing this game, I don't know. It's kind of like the United States debt. Are we going to ever pay off this debt? Is the United States ever going to pay? No, they don't want to pay it off. They want to keep borrowing, allegedly, and paying interest on the debt. And once the interest rate starts to go up, it's going to hurt the pocket of the United States tremendously. And you're going to start to see a problem here, none unlike what's happening in Greece. So they're going to have to just forgive the debt. And if they do forgive that debt, how many other countries are going to say, me too? We're having a little problem over here also. Now they're saying there's no point to even holding elections now, as if the long-suffering Greek people need more tragedy in their lives. Here comes an admission from their chosen leader, Tsipras, that Greece, as a sovereign nation, no longer exists. Greek Prime Minister Tsipras says lenders give a message in that country that in countries under a bailout, there is no point in holding elections. So the Troika, that's the big banks or the Federal Reserve and or the Central Bank, make it clear that countries under a bailout, such as Greece, was and is about to be indefinitely again. Democracy is finished, and the country becomes a sovereign ward of a few unelected bureaucrats. And the Greek Prime Minister, who also just admitted he is now nothing but a puppet of Greece's new unelected leaders, is okay with that. So Greece in uproar. Well, so what would that do? That would make the markets real unstable, right? No. Certainly not the United States futures market. Today, the Dow, up 43 points, looking good. All of the futures are up in the United States. Oil is still at 51.71. So what happens when there's instability in the world? Well, we now know from history that the Dow goes up and gold goes down. 11:43, ladies and gentlemen. Dow goes up, gold goes down. We know that. There's going to be a final report on the MH17. Oh, how interesting. Remember the plane that was that came down over Ukraine? It's kind of hard to remember all the different planes that came down or disappeared or whatever, but that was the Malaysian MH17. Remember that deadly crash in southeastern Ukraine? They're now going to blame the tragedy on Donbass independent supporters and partly the carrier itself, the Malaysian Airlines. They're going to blame Donbass militia and the Malaysian Airlines. Now, CNN is reporting that they are citing two sources familiar with the investigation. This final report into the crash by the Dutch Safety Board is scheduled to be published in October 2015. Now, what I think is interesting is that they're going to publish the final report, but they send a draft version of the document to the countries participating in the investigation. What? A trial balloon? Hey, guys, are you going to go along with this? Is there going to be a whole lot of objection to it? So they're going to send out a trial balloon version of this, a draft version of the document. The states were given 60 days to comment on the draft document. Oh, well. World Health Organization cancer expert says glyphosate is definitely genotoxic. Sustainable Pulse says that Professor Christopher Portier, one of the co-authors of the WHO's International Agency for Research on Cancer, their recent report, which determined that glyphosate's status as a probable carcinogen The conclusions are glyphosate is definitely genotoxic. There's no doubt in my mind, he said. This was an organized program done by the Soil Association of London. The Soil Association is calling for a UK ban on the use of glyphosate sprayed on UK wheat as a pre-harvest weed killer. Ladies and gentlemen, think about it. Nearly all the wheat, well, I don't want to say all the wheat, a lot of it is sprayed with glyphosate. So what happens to your bread you get at the grocery store? Now do you understand why we talk organic food? It's to protect you from getting gene-toxic glyphosate. Latest outrageous ISIS propaganda. Terrorists will behead the Statue of Liberty. Have you heard this one? Kurt Nemo says, thus far, the atrocities committed by the U.S.-trained terror army, ISIS, or Daesh, have not resulted in widespread condemnation by the American public and demand the Pentagon rush into the Middle East and exterminate the jihadist vermin. The media, however, keeps cranking up the noise with reports of the Islamic army blowing up a baby. Have you heard these stories? I mean, it's just like crazy. They just think of the most egregious kinds of things that anyone could ever do to a human body, and then they say ISIS did it. Blowing up a baby, crucifying children for eating during Ramadan, and other assorted horrific atrocities by way of fire, drowning children for eating during Ramadan. Are you kidding me? Now there's a report that may finally outrage at least a few red-blooded Americans. They're going to behead the Statue of Liberty. Really? New immigration wave coming. Census Bureau predicts 1.24 million more immigrants to enter in 2015 because they want them to. And for what reason? You increase the lower working class, do away with the middle class, and they like that. Here's a story I like. Oh, by the way, there is an interesting bit of video that's out now regarding ISIS on a green screen. I saw it yesterday, and I am just astounded. I sent it out to a few people. ISIS on a green screen, and it actually shows the filming of the story of we're beheading this guy, and it shows all the cameras around and everything. Oh, it was unbelievable. You guys, all the world is a stage. And we're the audience sitting there going, oh, really? Tell us more. Well, not the Power Hour people, that's for sure. And that's about that story about they're going to behead the Statue of Liberty. Now you're going to hurt the American people, aren't you? Hey, Oklahoma, I want to give you some kudos. There was an organized protest organized by a guy named Andrew Duncombe, who calls himself the Black Rebel. Obama came to Oklahoma, and guess what? The demonstration there? Waving Confederate flags. The protesters greeted Obama in Oklahoma, waving those Confederate flags. And the demonstration organizer, the Black Rebel, is black. He said, we don't believe it's a symbol of racism, he told the news station, KFOR. They're blaming the racist problems on the flag and not the real problems in America, though the race lies the people who carry and harbor the hate inside. Well, you know, the lying that has brought us to where we are today, a lie requires another lie to support it. But anyway, kudos to the people in Oklahoma and to the Black Rebel for leading that demonstration. Can you imagine what the people of in Obama's entourage thought? You know, Russell Simmons said on Fox News today, 50 kids killed over the weekend. Not news. Think about that. 50 kids killed. I think he was talking about Chicago. Or maybe it was New York, I don't know. But anyway, 50 kids killed in either Chicago or New York. Both have very stringent gun laws, I would remind you. And it was not news. Do you know the sales tax in Chicago has gone up another 1%? Austerity moves coming to a town near you. The sales tax in Chicago now is 10.25%. Whoa, that's getting up there, you know. 10.25%. That is a lot. Okay, family threatened at gunpoint for waving the Confederate flag. The incident occurred on Monday night, Moseley, Virginia, while the family was expressing their First Amendment right by waving the flag in their own driveway next to a busy highway. A man driving an SUV pulled into the driveway, took out his gun, chambered around, pointed at the family, and started yelling. He slammed on the brakes, and when he got right beside me, he pulled out a gun, chambered around, told me my cause wasn't worth anything now. Well, Mark Wilson told CBS 6, 46-year-old James Baker was later arrested by police for brandishing a weapon. Baker dubiously claimed that the family had threatened his life. The police went, investigated, and let him go. He admitted everything and they just let him go. Well, it was for the flag. Unbelievable. Church in Florida is now sending collection notices to members who don't tithe enough. Wouldn't you like to be on the other end of that letter? The church is the Greater Mount Moriah Primitive Baptist Church. It's an almost all-black church. They're sending delinquency notices to new members, reminding the worshipers they are expected to pay $1,000 in required fees or face possible removal. Gosh, I don't remember that part of what the Messiah commanded us to do. I'm sure it's somewhere in Scripture, right? Or the church wouldn't be doing it. Each person or family required to pay $1,000 in required fees or face possible removal. Anyway, about 6 months ago, after moving to a new home in the Tampa area, this lady received a troubling letter from the church. The single mother said she received what amounted to a delinquency notice from her new church asking her to contribute $50 a month along with other assorted fees to remain a member in good standing and vote on church matters. The predominantly black church, which has operated for more than a century, asked her to pay a yearly $250 anniversary fee, another $150 for Mount Moriah Day, amounting to $1,000, some of which would be set aside to pay off the church debt. Oh, the debt! Let's live in debt. Don't have the money first. Live in debt, and then make your worshipers pay for it. Ladies and gentlemen, religion, I'm beginning to think, is the root of all evil. I'm not there yet, but I'm kind of getting there. Oh, that's going to get me some email, I'm sure. GOP candidates call for action after undercover Planned Parenthood video. I hope so. Rand Paul said it's time for pro-lifers to take a stand. It's time to defund Planned Parenthood, and it is. The abortions. One lady was on there, and she said, I had an abortion when I was younger, and it ruined my life. So what did she do? She opened an abortion facility. And she said, I'm responsible for having had 35,000 abortions done at my facility. How can one live with that? Now she is anti-abortion, 35,000 deaths later. And now this issue of the video that has come forward showing how they purchase body parts and purchase fetuses. And I told you about how in Washington State, the gentleman, when I was at NIH lecturing, he was the person, I believe, right after me speaking. I was talking about the integration of a donor referral network for organs. Back when I believed that was really the way to go. Now I believe in saving the organs and just not getting diseased in the first place. But be that as it may, the man after me said, now when we get these truckloads of fetuses in here, truckloads of fetuses, some of them are not dead. They need to be dead. I'm going to give you one last warning. Those fetuses need to be dead. I was just like shocked, sickened. I still can't get over that. It's like a nightmare that never goes away, knowing that that occurs around this country. Well, anyway, now people are responding to this video, but they wouldn't respond to what I told them about that issue. GMO labeling group head hosts a fundraiser for pro-Monsanto Hillary Clinton. Former CEO of Stonyfield Farms, you know the yogurt, they make yogurt, public supporter of GMO labeling, just hosted $2,700 per person fundraiser for Hillary. Oh, which side are you on? We'll be back after this 3-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned. This is Joyce Riley.
So my elementary school-aged child is begging me for a cell phone.
Please, Mom, please. All the kids have them.
But I've seen the research, and it makes sense to me that any mobile device that operates using electromagnetic frequencies that close to me or my child's head needs to be blocked.
Harmful wireless radiation is real. Protect yourself and your loved ones with Block It Pocket. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. BlockItPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Thank you for joining us on the Power Hour today. California is going to get relief from the drought. That's right, El Nino to the rescue. I guess El Nino is going to do some good now, but hopefully they will be out of the drought. I don't know. It's just horrible what has happened in California. And I really am concerned about the fruits and vegetables this year. The prices, obviously, are going to go up. Speaking of prices going up, eggs just took another hike. I got organic eggs the other day, and they were $4, I think, and 36 cents for a dozen eggs. Santa Cruz County in California votes to cease doing business with five too-big-to-fail mega banks. It appears that Ryan Connerty, the supervisor of the 3rd District of Santa Cruz County, wrote a letter back in June to the rest of the Board of Supervisors in which he bravely pleaded the counties to cease business operations with five of the TBTF, or the too-big-to-fail Wall Street mega banks. And why? Because they're criminal felons, considering Eric Holder refused to punish them. Someone has to take a stand. There seems to be no limit to the greed in some of our nation's largest banks. I believe it is critical that the county only work with the most trustworthy institutions as we invest and protect the public's tax dollars. Santa Cruz County should not be involved with those who rigged the world's financial markets. Yay! Man, somebody's got some guts out there. Don't you like it? Wow. Seven reasons the well-rested prepper will prevail. There's a lot of good reasons. But it's in the email blast. Just do one little bit a week and get yourself ready for whatever is coming. If you look at Greece, you're going to see that we're not far behind them. We've got a challenge, believe me, a financial challenge that is coming. The only way is for the system to fail. There are 33 probiotic foods that are really good for your digestive tract. 33. Well, the top 33, let's say. And I would encourage you to consider eating some of these foods, whole foods, which I believe in so very much. And I believe the Power Hour has the absolute best. Those are the ones I choose. Those are the ones I use. And you hear all kinds of commercials on Genesis on our show for other people's products. And you know, they want to get on our show because they know our people are smart. But don't trust it unless you know what is in it, where it's made, and that it's tested. Because so many of these items come from China. Now, we have in the past had to deal with a few things that the only place that we could get them was China. Now, that was in the past. And now, we are pretty much demanding that nothing come from China. One at a time, we're getting rid of anything that came from China. And I will tell you, a lot of these prepackaged green foods that other people sell come from China. Ours, not one ingredient comes from China. And that's the Gary Null Foods. And by the way, they will be out to you probably around the first week in July. And I am so sorry. I mean, first week in August. I'm just so sorry that we've had this delay. They have had to reformulate everything. And to keep it in the United States, it's very difficult to get the items because they don't grow enough of it here. So to get the absolute best, which Gary Null will not, he will not accept anything less than the best. It takes some time, unfortunately. Anyway, the prebiotics, are they better than probiotics? And what about fermented foods? We'll come back after this 1 minute, 10 second break. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. This is Joyce Riley.